Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
We all have life goals in our life. We want to be healthy. We want to be financially stable. And many other things that we might consider to be very important in our life. And sometimes we seek help from others to help us ask the right questions in our life so we can achieve our life goals. Because if we don't ask the right questions, if we don't become active in pursuing our goals, then we cannot expect that we will reach our goals. So how about our spiritual life? We often forget to ask or even set goals for our spiritual life because life happens. We get busy, we get distracted, and then at the end of the day, we are exhausted to ask any question that might be very important for our soul. I was listening to my father's Slovak podcast where he shared his experience when he talked to few college students who came to his book study that he holds in his parish. And those students came because they wanted to learn from the writings of the church, about writings of the spiritual fathers and about the spiritual laws that they teach. And it was a tough class. So after the book study, my father apologized to them because the words from the fathers were tough, challenging, and they asked many questions. And then the student stopped him, told him, "Don't apologize." They wanted that challenge. In a way, they wanted to hear toughness, to set much higher goal for their life. So they can ask themselves or the priest the right questions, how to adjust their life so they can grow towards God and probably adjust their life goal. Today's feast day reminds us of what should be our ultimate life goal, which is entering paradise to have eternal life with God. However, it happens that the desire for heaven and salvation is not always present in our life, in our hearts. We forget about our spiritual life. So it is good to ask ourselves questions, to recenter ourselves. Am I doing everything I can to achieve this goal, which is to enter paradise? And through this question, we might see us failing. We might see that there are certain passions that we are fighting with and they are keeping us away from God. The worst thing is, what one can do is to resign and say that it is not possible to live a life according to the gospel. And unfortunately, as priests, we see it more often than we want to. When our conscience opens and when we get to see that our soul is in a bad shape, we tend to retreat, make excuses, and we might even fall into become mediocre in our religious life, in our prayer life. Or we can just become habitual beings that just come, do the thing, do the check mark, and we go on with our life. And even then, some give up too quickly because it is easier for them not to fight than to fight for Christian perfection. When this last step happens, we are replacing God with some useless worldly things and desires which don't point toward heaven, but toward the ground. And then when this exchange happens in our hearts, then we are surprised that the bad things happen. The emptiness that the heart experiences when it is left void is terrible, because the heart is fashioned by Christ, the truth, and can only be filled with Christ, the truth, by eternity, by grace of heaven. Anything else that we try to fill our heart with comes short, and it's never fulfilling our heart. There's always something we need to do to feel something. So today, let us refocus ourselves and our lives towards heaven, towards paradise. When Christ was leaving, the apostles were looking upwards, and they fixed their gaze on heaven, where their hope was ascending, where the treasure of their hearts, which had enriched the whole entire world with words of eternal life, was ascending. So soon we will be praying, let us lift up our hearts. Let us lift them up. Let us lift them up towards God, so He can bless our heart, so He can enter our heart and make it whole again. This should be our main goal in our life. Glory to Jesus Christ.